This meeting, told them a few weeks before, was that God would give them added strength and grace because it is physically demanding. But the second thing I have prayed, that God would put a servant's heart within us to be a help and a blessing to somebody else. And that's what this meeting's all about. It's about you getting help for your life. Your family getting help. I've seen people root in these shavings. God would do a work in their heart, and they could go on and serve God. That's what this meeting's all about. We're not here to straighten things out. We're here to magnify Jesus and to love each other. People are hurting. You don't know what they're carrying. You don't know where they're walking. Some of these preachers around here, you don't know what they're facing. They need help for their life. I appreciate that preaching. Appreciate what he said about Brother Rule. He's exactly right. The reason he's sitting over there is because of what's in here. He has a desire and a want to. I appreciate him. He's like a father to me. And I pray that that kind of love can get in your heart for your church, for the Lord, for camp meeting. Bless his name. He said a while ago, he said, talking about backing up, backwards. Some of y'all don't know what that means. It's the mountain term for backwards. We call it backwards around here. I remember Mr. Charlie Keever backed his car in right there at that where Brother Mabry's is standing. And he had it cocked sideways. He took up about three spaces. I said, Mr. Charlie, I met him right there in that aisle. And I said, Mr. Charlie, can I have your keys? He said, I want to back your car in straight so we can park a few more cars. I went and straightened it out. Come back to him, handing him his keys, and he looked at me and grinned, and he said, Pastor, he said, I just want you to know I ain't much of a backwards man. He said, I'm a forwards man. When you start going backward, you get all crossed up. You get twisted and turned. We need to learn to keep pressing forward. Hallelujah. I appreciate that preaching. That message might be the whole key to this entire meeting. You say it wasn't like we've had. It doesn't have to be. You just be yourself. Be what God wants you to be. And if the Holy Ghost touches it, it's all right. Amen. I thank him and I praise him. Right before they sing, I'd like for every pastor of every church who has brought their prayer meeting tonight, the camp meeting, and if your pastor is not able to be here, someone from the church, if you would, please stand. I'd like for y'all to stand tonight. Every pastor of every church, I want to thank the Lord. I want to recognize these men. You tell me who you are and where you're from, brother. Brother Jim Bowman. Brother Jason Payne. Brother Alan Fox. Brother Jason Fox. Terry Costner, Russell Gap. Amen. Brother Eddie Jolly. Thank God. Fairview, Brother Durant Barr. I didn't hear what you said. Jeff Stops. Amen, Bill. Amen. 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 Thank God. Yes, sir. Appreciate that. Matt Taylor Pennell. Amen, Brother Phil. Phil Jolly, Dover, Brother Robert back here. Amen. I appreciate these people moving their prayer meetings tonight. That's a blessing. Amen. We're all going to heaven. I got one back here in the corner. Somebody? No, that's Brother Todd back there. We'll not put that on you, Brother Todd. He's a Calvaryite. Amen. But we're going to heaven one day together. It's a blessing to be able to worship together. You listen while they sing for us.